All right, well, let's turn now to presidential politics. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigned today with Hillary Clinton in Cincinnati in their first joint appearance on the campaign trail amidst signs reading "Girl Power." Warren praised Clinton as a fighter and slammed the presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States because she knows what it takes to beat a thin-skinned bully who is driven by greed and hate. She knows you beat a bully not by tucking tail and running, but by standing your ground and fighting back.
Well, today's rally comes amidst rampant speculation that Warren is on the short list to be Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate. And to talk about that, we're joined by WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Magna.
Okay, so if you were a betting man, would you think that's a realistic possibility?
So it's a realistic possibility. If I were a betting man, I would bet against it. I mean, here's what we know. The Clinton campaign has been vetting her, but I think it's unlikely, and we can talk about why in a minute. But first, here's the case for Warren. She has incredible star power. She's the darling of progressives. She could really excite those disappointed Sanders supporters. And I talked to Andrew Green. He's the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun, and he published a recent editorial with the title "The Case for Clinton Warren." And reason number one, according to Green, is that Clinton needs to reach these progressives and tap into the kind of political passion that fueled Bernie Sanders' campaign.
And Elizabeth Warren certainly could help do that, in that she hits a lot of the same issues that Senator Sanders does in terms of income inequality, that the system is rigged against regular people. And she has the intellectual and policy chops to really make those cases and has been doing so very well for years.
Okay, so she would help Clinton then shore up the progressive votes. But Elizabeth Warren, Anthony, is also emerging as one of the toughest critics of Donald Trump himself. I mean, that's got to be encouraging to people who want her, see her as the running mate.
Yeah, and as evidenced by that clip you played at the top of this, and this is a role that she really seems to relish. And Andrew Green, the editorial page director at The Sun, said that she's turned into an exquisite attack dog against Donald Trump. And today in Cincinnati, she was at it again. She criticized Trump for example, for cheering the British Brexit vote, which she calls a crisis that she says is sucking tens of millions of dollars out of everyone's retirement accounts. Here's a bit of what she said.
What kind of a man roots for people to lose their jobs, to lose their homes, to lose their life savings? I'll tell you what kind of a man. A small, insecure money grubber who fights for no one but himself.
So, as I said, this is a role that she really seems to enjoy. And as you know, she's been engaging with Trump on Twitter, calling him a bully. Trump calls her goofy, calls her Pocahontas, which is this reference to the controversy surrounding her claims of Native American heritage. Today, the Trump campaign put out a statement calling her a traitor and a turncoat to the supporters of Bernie Sanders. And here's Trump earlier this month in Richmond, Virginia, going after Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas, I'm doing such a disservice to Pocahontas. It's so unfair to Pocahontas. But this Elizabeth Warren, I call her goofy, Elizabeth Warren, she's one of the worst senators in the entire United States Senate. And I hope she's going to be chosen by Hillary. Oh, would that be great? I would love it.
Pocahontas, insecure money grubber. I mean, it would be funny if it weren't actually...
Right, if the stakes weren't so high.
If it wasn't the White House that we were thinking about here. But Anthony, what about the idea, and this is a longstanding idea, that a VP should represent some kind of diversity on the ticket, geographic, ethnic? Clinton Warren ticket wouldn't do any of that.
No, right. You'd have two Northeastern liberals, and that's true. And that's one of the reasons why I think Clinton, in the end, won't pick Warren. Clinton is fairly cautious. There's a lot of talk about someone like Julian Castro, the young Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's a rising Latino political star from Texas, so he would have that geographic balance, that ethnic balance, and that effort to use the VP slot to attract Latino voters. On the other hand, this is such an unusual year, and advocates of a Clinton-Warren ticket say it would really shake things up and would be a bold move in a year that demands boldness. So the Baltimore Sun editorialized in favor of that. And here's our former congressman, Barney Frank, saying something similar.
For Hillary Clinton to do something which would be very unconventional, a two-woman ticket, whereas in the past that might have been a problem. I think it would benefit her. It would help shadow this inaccurate stereotype that she's too timid.
Okay, but Anthony, I mean, you've said it, that you don't think that this is going to happen.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, a couple of reasons. As I mentioned, Clinton is cautious, and while it makes sense for these two to campaign together, because they can really come together and focus on Donald Trump, the two haven't always been that close. Don't forget that Warren remained neutral for most of the bruising primary fight against Bernie Sanders. She only finally endorsed Clinton at the very end of the primary process. She's also been critical of Clinton. She wrote back in 2003 in one of her books that made reference to Clinton's cozy connections with Wall Street.
Yep.
She's also been a tough critic of Bill Clinton's policies that contributed to the deregulation of Wall Street and the financial collapse of 2008. So there is this feeling that Clinton and Warren represent very sort of different wings, or if Clinton is in the center, Warren is on the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And here's a big but, because we talk a lot about whether Clinton wants Warren as VP, but maybe one of the big questions is whether Warren wants to be vice president.
Yeah.
And people like Susan Tracy, who we have on this show a lot, she's a former Massachusetts state representative and a Clinton supporter, says she hopes Warren stays out of this, that she's much better off, more powerful, staying in the Senate.
You know, she's really taken on the torch from Ted Kennedy. She has so much power and so much influence and such an important role to play in progressive politics. And quite honestly, I think that would be lost as a vice president.
Anthony, I think you are bringing up an absolutely essential part of this question, right?
Yeah.
About, like, what do you have to gain and what do you have to lose if you're Elizabeth Warren to be the VP pick? So what if it happened? Who's benefiting most from even just them appearing together in Cincinnati today?
Well, I think they both benefit in a big way. What it allows Hillary Clinton to do is say, hey, look at me. I'm considering the darling of the progressives, Bernie Sanders folks. Pay attention to this. What it does for Elizabeth Warren, she has this very high profile. It ups that profile even higher. And let's say Hillary Clinton does win. She can call in a chip later with President Clinton. So I think it helps them both in a big way right now.
And as you said, anything can happen in this election cycle. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure, as always.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.